Everybody dies, but not everybody lives. And if I can just do one thing with this podcast and make you realize that your time is so freaking precious, make you realize that all of those little things are the big things. When you interview people who are on their deathbed, they're not going to tell you, I wish I would have worked harder. They're not going to tell you, I wish I would have gotten this promotion. I wish I would have made more money. I wish I would have had more Instagram followers. I wish this picture would have gotten more engagement. They will tell you what really matters. Well, I would say welcome to Success Leaves Clues. This is one of the most exciting days in my entire life. I'm so grateful that we can finally announce this beautiful podcast. If you are listening to this, this means that you're in for a treat. I get to interview some of the most extraordinary minds, and this podcast, and that's the perfect starting point, I would say, this podcast is called Success Leaves Clues for a good reason. The whole idea, or an idea that changed my life, it's not my idea, Jim Rohn used to say this phrase, success leaves clues. It basically means that successful people and achieving success gives you certain patterns. Success is, it's almost like science. And so if you get the recipe, for example, from someone who's incredibly fit, will you create amazing results for yourself? Of course. And if you study successful athletes, you will see clues, you will see patterns. And so in this podcast, during the interviews that we will do, I will try to get the secret recipes, the secret sauce of extraordinary minds, and basically figure out and share their best advice when it comes to health, when it comes to wealth, when it comes to relationships, basically when it comes to life. Because we can learn in two different ways. We can learn by trial and error. We can do, you know, we can do things ourselves and learn from it. And we can learn from other people's mistakes. And that's basically the whole idea of this podcast. My name is Axel Schura. I'm the host of this podcast. I grew up in a tiny village somewhere in the middle of nowhere in Germany. The village is called Weeze. And there were a couple of things that turned my life around. Like, first of all, there's nothing bad with this beautiful village. I can just share at this moment, maybe that's good, before you get to see incredible interviews, and we're almost done with season one. We have fantastic people waiting for you, fantastic interviews. But maybe before I ask them to be vulnerable, before I ask them to share their success recipes, how about I start with myself? And I talk about that openly because I know it helps a lot of people. I grew up surrounded by alcoholism, by mental abuse, by physical abuse. The first part of my life, like especially the first 16, 17 years of my life, were a nightmare. I lost, my mother died right after I was born, and since then it was just very tough. And I remember being a teenager and I asked myself, why on earth does all of this happen to me? Like, why is it me? What did I do in my past life? What did I do to deserve this? Why is it me that loses his mother right after he was born? Why is it me that I have to be surrounded by alcoholics? Why is it me that I have to go through physical and mental abuse almost on a daily basis? Why on earth me? And one of the intentions of this first solo episode is to share my success recipes with you. And the moment I just shared, I'll get into it, don't worry. This is a moment that changed my life. And in this very first episode, I would like to share a couple of success recipes, a couple of moments, a couple of thought patterns, a couple of mantras that turn things around for me. Because now, almost 14 years later, I can really say that I live the life I always dreamed of. I'm living my vision board. And it is also because I studied successful people. And when I say successful people, I mean fulfilled people. Success for me means not to just have money. There are many people who have a lot of money and absolutely hate their lives. So many celebrities, so many stars who have fame, who have money, who have basically everything, but they come home and they hate their lives. That for me is not success. Success means for me fulfillment. It means for me to enjoy life, to live your own version of success, whatever that is. And so, going back to this first moment, I asked myself the question, why does life happen to me? Why did all of this happen to me? It took a while to figure it out, but at some point, and that's probably one of the best lessons that I can share here, at some point, I realized that all of those challenging moments, they didn't happen to me, they happened for me. And that was one of those aha moments that turned my entire mindset around. It was a complete new story. I always tell people, if you want to make massive progress in your life, if you're unhappy in your life, you have to divorce the old story. You probably have a story that you keep repeating so often that you start to believe it. The same story of why it's not working for you. The same story of why life is so tough for you. And in that moment, I realized, oh my gosh, life doesn't happen to me, it happens for me. It took a couple of years to, you know, really understand it, but I remember hearing this sentence, life happens for you and not to you. And I'm like, huh, interesting. And I understood, if I would have not gone through the challenges that I went through, and I went through some crazy things in my life, if I didn't go through that, I would not be the man that I'm proud to be. It sounds terrible, but if I would have had a mother who would have cared for me, I don't know if I would have I don't know if I would be the man that I am right now, and I'm really proud of that man. I don't know if I would be so close to my siblings. I don't know if I would be so passionate about helping, about serving. If I didn't suffer so much, I don't think I would be doing what I'm doing right now. I don't think I would be opening schools. I don't think I would be donating meals. I don't think I'd be creating podcasts. I basically started blaming life, not just for the bad things, but also for the good things. Those challenges, they build muscle. They make you strong. It's not just my childhood. I can give you another example, a real life example from my adult life. A couple years ago, I got something that is, I like to say, a teacher came into my life. This teacher is called Burkitt leukemia. It's a very rare form of cancer. It's very aggressive. And I went from being insanely fit to almost losing my life in a couple of weeks, to literally doctors telling me you have 5 days left to live. A couple years later, I can tell you it's all good. I'm sitting here. I'm stronger than I've ever been mentally and physically. However, going through that time was, of course, not easy. 6 rounds of chemotherapy was not easy. All those countless punctures, bone marrow punctures, things I don't want anybody to experience in their lives. All of this now, if I look back now, I can say this really happened for me. The quality of me facing death like this made my life so much better now. I'm the happiest I've ever been. Because of that, I just see things so differently. When you face death, when you're really close, you understand what really matters and what not. And I have that, this gift, I carry around with me every single day. So this thing, this cancer, this teacher came into my life for me. Life doesn't happen to me, it happens for me. It made me a better coach, it made me a better partner, it made me a better friend, it made me a better person. And it gives me even, like, I have this strong desire, this strong drive inside of me to help, to share, to give. And my life is, I didn't know that it was possible, but my life right now is even better than before. I don't argue that much anymore because I have perspective. I don't get frustrated so often anymore. And when I get frustrated, I can shift it very quickly because I know time is so precious. Sometimes we act, we live as if we are going to live forever, as if we have another 20,000 years. We live in this illusion, in this assumption that we will turn 80, 90, 100. But if you think about it, you don't have an idea. Sounds so romantic, but it's the freaking truth. We all don't know how much time we have left. And I don't think it's something bad. I think it's one of the most beautiful inventions of life. Death is one of the most beautiful inventions of life because it gives you clarity. It gives you perspective. It gives you almost also a bit of urgency, and urgency is not necessarily something bad. Urgency to live. I can't believe that I'm doing this, but I'm going to quote Drake here. Everybody dies, but not everybody lives. And if I can just do one thing with this podcast and make you realize that your time is so freaking precious, make you realize that all of those little things are the big things. When you interview people who are on their deathbed, they're not going to tell you, I wish I would have worked harder. They're not going to tell you, I wish I would have gotten this promotion. I wish I would have made more money. I wish I would have had more Instagram followers. I wish this picture would have gotten more engagement. They will tell you what really matters is love and connection. Friendships. The relationship to your kids. Did you really live? Were you really your own authentic self? Those were the questions that I asked myself. And there were a couple times where, you know, I'm an optimist, but if you have 7 doctors around you who tell you, like, yeah, you're going to die in 5 days. Maybe if you're lucky, 7 days. And they called my family and said, like, I don't think he's going to make it. I'm an optimist, and I told them to fuck off. And also knew, that's a mantra we talk later about, that everything is figure outable and there's no way that I'm giving up. So the first mantra that I would like to basically put into this book, so we're writing books at the moment, we're writing two books. Someday, this podcast will turn into a book and we will put all the success recipes, the biggest learnings, the best learnings into a book. And the first thing that I would like to put into this book is life does not happen to you, it happens for you. The second thing, and I'm also thinking right now, one day my kids will watch this. What would I want to tell them? And first of all, eat your veggies. Second of all, eat your hummus. Third of all, such a comedian. Third of all, I would tell them that one of the most important keys to happiness is self-responsibility. To take 100% self-responsibility for your life. And I know this is triggering to some people, especially people with a difficult past. And I told you, I was abused the majority of my childhood. The majority of my childhood was a freaking nightmare. I don't mean that with self-responsibility. It's also a beautiful word, if you listen carefully. Self-response-ability. Your ability to respond. There is this beautiful quote by Viktor Frankl. Between stimulus and response, there is a space, and in that space lies your growth and your freedom. That's what I mean with responsibility. One thing happens, and you get two or three different reactions. If you take full responsibility, meaning you don't blame the situation, you don't blame your circumstances, but you focus on your own responsibility, things change. You're not a victim anymore of your life. It's a scary place. Because it also means that when you get stressed or frustrated, it's you and not the other person. I take full responsibility for my emotions and my behavior. Blaming, that's the problem, is so beautiful. It is so attractive. Blaming is attractive. It is easy. But in the moment when you blame your partner, when you blame your boss, when you blame your circumstances, you give away all your power. Because your internal world, which creates a reality, is being controlled by someone. If you take responsibility and say, like, I'm the person who gives things meaning, ergo, I am control, things start to change. Yes, I had a difficult past, and so probably you had one as well. It's not your fault, but it's your responsibility, I would say, to make the best out of the present moment and create the future that you want to live. It does not work unless you take full self-responsibility. The third one would be, everything is figure-outable. I know figure-outable is not really a word that you probably find in the dictionary. I don't care. It is a concept that I love. It means that for every problem, there is a solution. For every problem, there is a solution, and you have to believe in your ability to figure things out. Was there ever a problem in your life that was so big that you couldn't find a solution, that your life had to stop? Probably not, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to my words right now. You have always figured it out. And when you are anxious, for example, you question that you could not handle a certain scenario that could happen in the future. Having anxiety, worrying, basically means that you, in that moment, believe that you can't handle the future or whatever happens. The truth is, you have space for all of this. You have space for whatever challenge comes your way. And there's another important point for me to make. Especially if my kids are watching. Problems are opportunities. It's an illusion. It's a trap to believe that you shouldn't have any problems. They will never disappear. Problems aren't going anywhere. When you grow, when you get a new job opportunity, when you level up, what also will happen is new problems come up. I would like to invite you to use a different word, challenges. And maybe our biggest problem is that we believe we shouldn't have any problems. Things change if all of the sudden you say it's a challenge, it's a growth opportunity. What can we learn from this? You can have a challenge and have fun with it. Your entire life changes if you change the way you look at problems. I'm not delusional. I know some problems can be painful. But I can tell you, it's more empowering to call them challenges and to see how can I grow from this. And maybe right now ask yourself, what was a problem from your past that made you grow like nothing else did? What is a problem that made you grow from the past? I could think of so many. And they made you a better person. And they made you a better wife, husband, father, mother. We will all, at some point, get challenged. I would say we should see those challenges as growth opportunities and almost ask ourselves, okay, how can we learn from this? How can we grow? And how can we make it fun? Number four would be your attitude determines your altitude. The way you show up in conversations, the way you show up at work, with what kind of energy you show up at work, anywhere in life, determines how far you can go in life, determines your altitude. It's a very simple thing, yet so important to understand and intentionally think about how you want to show up. With what kind of energy? And I would say one of the success recipes here that I would like to add to the book is, yes, attitude determines your altitude. For good attitude, you need a good amount of energy. So I would suggest to make your decisions in life with the question in mind, what gives me energy? What gives me life energy? If you think about food, are you eating food for comfort, for a quick dopamine rush, or are you eating for life energy? Are you eating food that loves you back? Do you eat food that gives you energy? If you're on a good energy, if you have high energy, you usually enjoy life more. If you sleep enough, does that increase or decrease your energy? It increases your life energy. So those habits make a big, big difference. And that's why I say eat for life energy, sleep for life energy, exercise for life energy. Make your life decisions based on what will give me life energy, what will increase my life energy. And last but not least, number five, and then we get this podcast started. Number five is don't act like you're going to live another 200 years. Realize how precious your time is. Realize how special it is, honestly, to just wake up in the morning and be able to go outside. And again, I think it's really hard to understand this if you have never been through very tough times or if you've never faced death. But I said early in this episode, I said you can learn in two ways. Trial and error from your own experience, or you learn from others. And I can guarantee you here that all of those little things are the big things. When I was laying on my so-called deathbed and people told me 5 days left to live, I did not give a damn about my Instagram, my business, my money. In fact, I would have given every single thing away without thinking to just be able to walk out of this room and hug my partner at the time. Go touch a tree. Go into the gym. Have a coffee and look at a tree. I tell you, that is the real deal. I would have given everything away. I would have taken 10 million. It doesn't matter which amount of money. I would have said, I'll owe you if you can just fix me. If you can get me out of this painful situation. And if I can just love. If I can just walk. You know, I lost my ability to walk. And for the first time in my life, I realized like those legs have been carrying me around for 26 years and I've never said fucking thank you. I remember, and I think this happened to me, it happened for me, so that I could share this with the world, so that I could share this with you right now. So it opens your eyes and you finally start living. If today would be the last day of your life, how would you show up? How would you talk to your loved ones? Who would you call? How high would you jump? How would you show up? What would you do? What would you finally do and not longer postpone? I tell you, for me, back then, in this room, and it's one thing to go through something like chemotherapy, which is already tough. It's another thing to do it during a pandemic. And so a big chunk of my time I just spent alone in a room. And when you are not feeling well, all that you want is people around you who can support you. And my friends, my family, my partner at the time, they did their very best, but because of the pandemic and because of those rules, I spent the majority of my time alone in a room. And I was thinking, geez, all I want in this moment is to be loved and to feel connection. That became the most important thing in my life. Getting healthy again so that I can love and connect again. This is the most important thing in life. And we also, like the 26 years before that, I didn't know. I almost, I felt regret. I felt regret that I didn't prioritize love and connection. And I'll never make this mistake again. This is probably the biggest lesson that I've learned in life so far. Loving sounds so freaking simple. Love and connection is that what matters most. I would even go that far and say love and connection is the reason why I'm still here. When doctors told me you have 5 days left to live, I was thinking, no fucking way will I die here. No fucking way. There's not even the possibility that I will let my loved ones suffer because of me. No possibility, no chance that I will not do everything I can to survive. And this love, just the vision, I would sit down. I had wires all around my entire body. And I would visualize, I would sit there and visualize how I would kiss my partner at the time. How I would go, it sounds crazy, go to a tennis match and watch Djokovic play. And I did that 2 weeks ago. It felt so good. I visualized all of the things that I still wanted to do. And that's what gave me the energy. That's what made me, gave me the ability to survive. I'm 100% convinced it was love and connection. We human beings, we're funny creatures. We tend to, we do more for others than we do for ourselves. And that gives you a clue. A very big clue. Love and connection. That is also that what gives you so much power. If you can connect on a daily basis with that, I think life changes. You make different decisions. And how about right now you make the decision that you start living, that you blame life not just for the bad things, but also for the good things. That you blame people not just for the bad things, but for the good things. That you take full self-responsibility. That you become the creator of your life and no longer be the victim of your circumstances. That you realize that all of the challenges from the past, the abuse, the pain, created this strong person that you are now. That was episode number one. Of Success Leaves Clues. I am so pumped for you to listen to the interviews. I already done them. You know, I've already recorded them. I know I watched them a couple times. I know how special they are. And so you're in for a treat. Thank you so much for joining this beautiful community. I can guarantee you, there's just one thing that I'm asking you. I can guarantee you, I'll do my very best. I'll give 127%. Every week to give you access to the best knowledge when it comes to health, wealth, relationships, when it comes to success, happiness. It's just, I need your help with it. If you could just subscribe to this podcast, leave a review, and extra bonus would be to share this episode, to share this podcast with a friend or with a coworker or someone who is going through a painful time. And that helps us so much. Just clicking on that following button on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to this podcast, it takes you 3 seconds, but it helps us immensely. And so thank you for doing that. It also gives you good luck for the next 7.5 years. Just click on that button. And I would say success leaves clues. Let's get the party started. That was episode one. Thank you. And until next time. I can't believe it. My kids will watch this. And I'm like, I hope you guys really live. I hope you make it count. I hope you have fun. I'll see you soon.